Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, my name is Kyle, and welcome to the conversation. Today on the conversation, I'm going to give to you my thoughts on Eric Cantor and how he lost to David Brack. Also, it's World Cup fever, baby. 4 years in the waiting. Brazil, here we come. My thoughts on the World Cup. I've been to France in 2007 for the Rugby World Cup, and I love rugby, and that was an amazing experience. So this is going to be just as exciting. Also, updates on my health, and that and so much more. The conversation begins right now. Philippians 4:13. I can do all things through him who strengthens me. Just kind of think about that as you're going through your day-to-day. I need to find some scripture with strength. I need it. Thank you for joining in. Your half an hour is not wasted, and welcome to the conversation. Some people know this. Some of the listeners around the world may not know this, but I was practically on my deathbed. I had a catering to do Saturday, 25th wedding anniversary for some close friends, and I did Friday rhubarb pies and made a bunch of truffles, Grand Marnier and Kahlua, and you name it. I did steaks and asparagus and a multi-grain blend mix and demi-glace and all this stuff and spinach salad, and I might have been somewhat nip it in the bud somewhat if I didn't have that, but I had to do that, and Saturday night I went home, and after Tammy helped me, thanking her, and when I went to bed, I couldn't sleep for like the next two nights, and I was freezing cold but sweating at the same time, and so I had to go to the ER Sunday to the urgent care, and I'm on my last day of the five-day antibiotic, and I'm feeling better. Not 100%, but a lot better, so. To all those that have said, hey, how you doing? And the prayers going out and change, thank you so much. It means the world to me. That's why my throat may not sound right. I may not be perfect, but now we're going to get into World Cup fever. I love the World Cup. I watched a lot of the friendlies. There's a guy at work, me and Saul, we love football religiously, so we're talking, you know, anything from Manchester United to Mexico's national team today. And, like, when we take U.S. and Mexico, it don't matter if it's a friendly or if it's a competition. There ain't no friendlies. They're all going 100%. You know, when the game's over, they're bragging they win. They don't – yeah, we – dude, it's just a friendly, so – oh, yeah, well, if you won the game, you'll be just saying it's a friendly. I mean, and it's, they're great to watch, and they're incredible, but – I look at the World Cup like this. It's like the NBA All-Star Game. You may be all great players, but you don't, they don't really play enough, in my opinion, together to develop team chemistry. And just because you take Cristiano Ronaldo, Wayne Rooney, and Thierry Henry, and Zinedine Zidane, and David Beckham, and Clint Dempsey, and Lionel Messi, and Gerard Park, and Michael Carrick. Just hypothetically, you take all those, they're all great players, and they were at their time, put them on the team, doesn't mean they're going to play great together. If they can't play, they may be great as an individual, but their chemistry may not work. And that's, you're trying to, okay, you have a couple qualifiers and a couple this and a couple that, and then you try to, okay, what do we do now? Because we're great players, but you got to find a way to work together as a team. Then you're going to go nowhere. I mean, the U.S. coach is even been spotted and admitted that he told his players, we ain't going to win. We're not at that level. Thank you. I want to know that. I want to have that honesty given to me. Okay, now what are we going to take with that? How are we going to take that information? Are we going to sit there, yeah, we suck, we're no good, we shouldn't be. Are you going to say, wait a minute. Look at what happened. Not many people in 95 are watching this, but in 95, the experts, South America, I mean, South Africa was basically given a bid. You're the host country, you get a bid to play in the World Cup. No one in 95 gave them a shot of nothing. What do you think our chances are? Well, the experts say that we won't even get past the second round. Well, according to the experts, you and I should still be in jail, in prison. How do you spend 30 years of your life in a tiny cell only to come out to forgive the people that put you there? Think about that one. Look at what South Africa did in the Rugby World Cup in 95 when they beat the New Zealand All Blacks in the final and won. Anything's possible. That's why I like the World Cup. That's why it's so exciting. You never know. France is supposed to be number one, and what happens? They get out and they don't get past the first round. There was one, I think it was in the 50s, where Italy was expected to win the whole thing, and they were out in like the first round, and when they got home, they got pelted by like rotten fruit and vegetables and tomatoes and stuff by the fans. That's nuts. You know, not like, better luck next time. Okay, let's get the rotten tomatoes out. Let's throw it at them. You know? I went back to in the very beginning when I was talking about this. You're trying to put people together that may be good, but they don't really play all the time together, so they don't have time to develop chemistry. But it's just one of those things. I mean, that I think it's going to be fun. It's neat to watch. To me, it's like a Super Bowl where a lot of people will watch World Cup, but, you know, that don't really watch football. And a lot of people watch the final even though they don't watch football. And a lot of people watch it even if it's not their team, you know, if, like, their nation didn't make it. So, you know, it's one of those things. And that's why I'm going to kind of leave it with that. I just can't believe it's already Brazil. And, like, as soon as they announce where the next one is, I mean, those hotels for that week, well, I mean, shit. Like, $50 hotel rooms for, like, $600. I think it was for the South Africa, these rooms that were, like, $900 a night normally were, like, $10,000 during the World Cup. So it's expensive. And the big thing, I had a French tutor that's in Brazil. I still talk to him once in a while. He was like, they're pissed. The average Brazilian couldn't afford to go to the games. And yeah, I mean, they're so ridiculously out of price. I mean, a first-round game would be, okay, well, good luck. And they do all they can to try to make sure that no one can scalp them. You know, so that at least you're only going to pay. If you can get tickets, you're only going to pay the price that's on the ticket, not like a higher price than that. I can imagine paying like $300 for like a corner kick seat for a game. But anyway, enough about that. That's just hard to believe. I love it. And go USA. That's all I can say. Okay, Eric Cantor, he lost. Big surprise. I think, because, yeah, they can't be fired. You know, what I heard that in the new Gunrunner magazine, they got a new Ruger handgun out. It's called the Congressman. It doesn't work, and it won't fire. You can't fire it. Yeah, you can. You can fire it. Vote them out. If you think Nikki Pelosi's doing a great job, keep her in there. If you don't, vote her out. Put someone else in there. And if they don't live up to what they're saying they're going to do, vote them out. That's what we got to do in this country, folks. We have the ability to vote. I have very, 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 very mega, ultra MSNBC liberal friends, and I have very conservative Tea Party Glenn Beck friends. I see both spectrums, and I can almost always get common ground with anybody. Okay, well, what is it about Barack Obama that makes him, okay, because, you know, no one's talking about the $4 gallon gas, but that's all they focused on during George Bush. We need to get George Bush and his Texas tycoon buddies out of Washington and get the gas price back down. Well, he's gone. It's down. Not. It's not down. People are fed up of the established people in Washington. I've been in here for 50 years. I'm lining my own pocketbooks, you know. See, this bill I'm doing right here, this Make a Kids Happy bill, what this bill is actually doing is it's got earmarks in here because I got to give kickbacks, you know. My buddy that owns this paving company gave me $20 million for my campaign. I got to give him some jobs. So in this is earmarks for $30 million in road construction projects, of which $15 million is going to go to him to pave roads and another $5 million in 2 years. I got to pay him back. I got to give a kickback. You know, you run a campaign and someone gives you money, you owe somebody something. Not too many people in politics are going to sit there and get elected and one of their buddies is going to come up. We need to talk, man. I gave you $14 million to help you get elected. You owe me. Man, you know, you said that was a donation. It is, but you owe me. Man, you never told me I'd have to give you anything back. You know, you don't sit there and donate to the NBA and they give you a kickback for donating. Well, they do give you a kickback. You get to see all the people you help. But, you know, that's where this country's going. The people are finally starting to be fed up and say, hey, we're going to do something. We're going to vote. We're going to let people realize that the establishment is in trouble. I need to see some heavily Democratic areas do that with a Democrat and get a Democrat taken out. Because it's just right now, it's just infighting in the Republican Party. Infighting? Yeah, it is. Of course it's infighting. It's all these established politicians that are trying to keep their good old boy lifestyle in the White House and in the Congress and Senate, and they're feeling like they're being threatened. Well, heck. You know, the Distinguished Gentleman movie is, that's politics as it is right now. I had to buy 40,000 copies of your foreign autobiography so your daughter could go to school. You know, and everyone's buying this. Well, it don't matter to me, man. If you support sugar price imports, I got money from the sugar manufacturers. If you support the tax here or there, it don't matter. If you support a tax on sugar imports, I got money from the candy manufacturers or the sugar manufacturers. It just depends. You're going to get money either way. The whole system is not designed to work. That's the beauty of the system. How are you going to get yourself out of debt? Seriously, how are you going to get yourself out of debt? How? I would love to know. How are you going to do it? By spending your way out of debt. It's never going to happen. At one point about a year ago, I think it was like a year and a half ago, one quarter would buy you a gallon of gas just because the 64 Nolas that had silver in it, the silver content was worth that much. I actually do this from time to time. I actually saw it on Pawn Stars, where the old man had like 5 gallon buckets full of pennies, pickle buckets basically full of pennies. What are these pennies you're going for? All these, and Rick is going nuts, and they're mine. They're 82 and older pennies that are 95% copper, and at one point there was almost 3 cents worth of copper in each penny. And whenever I find an 82 or older, basically one in 1981 or older, because half of the 82s are just a plated, but the 81 and olders, they're all 95% copper, and anytime I find them, I just put them aside, because if they ever allowed you to melt down the currency, you'd be having a heyday, because there's a lot of copper in them. But until they melt it down, it'll never happen. So I don't, like, actively go out and buy, like, $300 in pennies and sort through them all. But it's just, people are starting to get fed up in this world, and they really are. And it's like, finally, with this Eric Kendrick situation, things are starting to hit the fan, especially now, these people that, like, there are people in the military like, hey, I don't care. You're going to have to kill me. I'm telling you what happened to Benghazi. I don't care. The truth has to come out. You know? And I turned on Politics Nation with Al Sharpton. And what did he have on the other day? They were talking about that bridge closure thing with, you know, that senator from Chris Christie or whatever, I think, from New Jersey or whatever that guy's name was. I'm like, really? Like, anyone cares? You know, I mean, hello? I don't get it. I mean, it's just amazing what, like, other networks talk about and stuff. And the biggest thing I always tell people to do is, like, with this Obamacare, my sister's asked people, what do you think we're getting the money for? Who do you think's paying for it? What do you mean? What do I mean? Yeah, who's paying for this Obamacare? Well, I never thought of it like that. She went to bank and asked, like, someone. And, you know, I never thought. She's asked, like, five people. Who do you think's paying for Obamacare? Who do you think's paying for all these stimulus bills? You know, it's amazing. I had a girl I work with that didn't believe her $17 trillion debt. Whatever. That's a lie. I'm like, are you kidding me? That's bad. It is. Yes. But not many people know this, but I live in Lafayette, Indiana, where Purdue University is, and there's not one doctor in Lafayette that takes Obamacare or the Affordable Care Act. You can go to the hospitals, take it, but if you need to see a doctor, you have to go to Indianapolis or Chicago. And then the guy that my dad sees for his CDL physical only gets like $10 reimbursement. It's not worth it. And that's what's going to happen is they're eventually going to have to do, they're going to have to eventually force doctors to accept this health care, which in turn is going to make another thing happened, which then they're going to say, well, if you're going to make me take this, then I quit. And it's just going to get even uglier. But that's just where we're at, folks. You know, it's we're at a crossroads. It's, you know, this country is at a political crossroads. And it's not a Republican, it's not a Democrat thing. It's an American thing. You know, it's simple economics, folks. You're not going to spend your way out of debt. I'm sorry. I don't care what you do, what you say. You're not going to spend your way out of debt. You know. And that Eric Cantor thing speaks volumes, in my opinion. It does. It just says, hey, you know, we're going to try someone else for a change. I mean, if you don't vote, you can't bitch. At least I can say, hey, we tried to save the black, and he screwed us too, but at least we tried someone else. Eric Cantor was screwing us. At least we tried someone else. Now we can vote out this David Brett, and let's try, Colonel Sanders. Okay, well, Colonel Sanders screwed us, so let's try Ronald McDonald. He screwed us, let's try the Burger King guy. And until you find someone that says, okay, I'm in Congress, I'm sleeping on the couch, I'm not wasting taxpayer dollars. And that's really what a lot of people always joke. You need to find out how to get into the government. Find out how you can sell them this part, because you can make this bolt for 10 cents and sell it to the government for 30 bucks each. Why? Because they'll buy it for 30 bucks. They're not going to sit there and go, wait a minute here. There can't be more than 15 cents in this thing at max with shipping. No. There was two ladies that actually got busted, and one killed herself. I think everyone's in jail now, but they found out when they started supplying parts to the military that they screwed up and they sent like a bolt in with like a $8 shipping fee and it went through and it was all computerized and they started like doing like three bolts or four pieces, four little things and put like $100 shipping, $200 shipping, and they finally ended up like doing like $10,000 shipping for like one bolt and stuff, and the two girls ended up sending in the same part and everything for an invoice, and since it happened twice, it got spit on someone's desk, and that's how they got caught. But that's kind of the same thing, you know? How can we make something for like a penny, sell it to the government for $4, cha-ching? And that's what I was talking about. Vote people in that you don't like. Vote them, I mean, if you like them, and if you don't, vote them out. And if you don't think they're doing what they're supposed to be doing, then say, hey, get people together and say, hey, wait a minute here. I don't think he's doing what he's supposed to. I'm not voting for him. You know, I want to, you have in this country the ability to every 3 years, 4 years, 2 years, vote people in positions and vote them out if you don't like them. You do. I mean, it's just one of those things that I'm so adamant about, because everyone asks me, what can we do? What can we do? What can we do? Kornbeck gets asked that all the time. Find someone that has your morals and values and support it. I love Hobby Lobby. I will spend a dollar more to buy something at Hobby Lobby because I stand for what they believe in. One of the busiest days of the year are Sundays. They're closed to allow their families time, their employees time for family and worship. If you don't support that, don't go there. If you do, shop there. If you like what Chick-fil-A has to offer, great. If not, don't. I got ridiculed. I'm going to talk about this. Probably take up the last like 6 minutes, but I have bisexual friends, I have gay friends, I have transgender friends, I have friends that are pansexual. I'm not going to go into all what those all mean. You just look them up. That'd take probably the rest of the time of the show. But this one person was like, so you're against gay marriage? I'm like, no. Well, if you see two guys walking down the street, listen to me. Two guys walking down the street, you don't call them lesbians. No, they're gay. So why would you call two guys that come together married? Why wouldn't you call it something different? Excuse me. Why wouldn't you call, and you have the same benefits as a married man and woman, but you call it something different for two guys and maybe even something different for two women. So that if you heard this term, you knew it meant two women were basically coming together as a union, or these two guys coming together. So you get the same benefits, because what you don't realize is this. I'm just going to kind of use this as a joke out there. My cousin's probably listening in, Larry Trebell, but if we were getting married, me and Larry, we're not, but just hypothetically, if I'm not deemed family, biological, if he's on his deathbed, I might not be able to come visit him at the hospital. And you should be able to have the same benefits as a married couple. Just call it something else so that it is unique to you as a gay couple and possibly even unique to you as a lesbian couple. I have nothing wrong with it. I love gays. I love lesbians. They're great. Oh, I will go off on anybody that says crap about them. I will stand up for them in a heartbeat. But it's just, you know, if you support some, like, I guess I'm trying to go mad, if you support, spend your dollars where you support. There's actually a second vote app I have on my phone. And you can look up and you can say, okay, well, let me see here. Okay, well, let's look up Taco Bell and see what they're not on there. So let me look at, let me see, okay, Del Taco, okay. They are a liberal-type company. They support liberal views. Well, if you're liberal, you can support that. Okay, Hobby Lobby, they're very Christian conservative. They're this, okay. Yeah, I'll mark them down as a place that if I want to buy something, I'll shop there. Okay, Home Depot, yeah, they're against God. Okay, yeah, no, I don't like that. Whatever. And you can help you select and support companies that support your viewpoint. Like, I'm making a DIY Gibson Les Paul-style guitar, and it's basically, if you ever go to DH Gates, and there are several sites, you can buy these fake Gibsons that are made in China, and it's basically one of those, but you're building it yourself. And it has no instructions, so I'm trying to figure out how to wire it. I think I'm finished with the outside of it, all the staining and all the coloring and coating and stuff of it, you know, the finish. But there's tons of under the finish imperfections, because I'm pretty sure the cap wood I'm sure is basswood, really soft, but it has a thin flame maple top veneer that's like 1 mil, but under that I'm pretty sure it's a basswood, because just you can see all kinds of like imperfections on the top of it, which doesn't bother me, just like impressions. That's why I'm figuring the cap wood is basswood, because it's a softer wood. But Muriel Teal, the guy who I'm making it in memory of, he wasn't perfect, neither am I, and I love it anyway. So I'm going to play it, and it's going to get beat up anyway, so who cares? The only problem I'm having is I'm like, if you ever seen a real Gibson, they have like on the headstock, they usually have like a piece of veneer on top, a piece of black wood, and you know, and that's what they, that's, and it's painted really nice. And I'm like, I can find those only from China where they're not cut, and I'd have to like route it out, which wouldn't be hard, but it's like, I don't really want to buy anything from China. And then like some decal stickers I've looked at, I might buy them. They're from Japan, which isn't that big of a deal to me. I wish it was from America, but there's a place in Michigan where they make inlays, but I don't have the skill to be able to cut out the design for the inlay, you know, to put it in there. And I just want to get one of those, like, stickers and put it in there and then, like, put, like, some clear coats on top of it just to protect it. But, I mean, it's cool. It's just a pain in the butt because all the different things I've heard about wiring it and stuff. And I guess what I'm talking about my guitar, the reason why, is because Gibson is doing everything they can to keep their manufacturing in the U.S. And if you like them and support them, go for it, you know. That's why I'm trying not to spend, I might not do the veneer. I might just take the black enamel and just spray like 7 or 8 coats on it to get it, you know, because I don't really want to buy stuff from China if I don't have to, you know, because I'm trying to spend my money where my mouth is. You know, and I, like Walmart. When Sam Walton was alive, everything came from the U.S. He wouldn't have sold liquor. He wouldn't have allowed the treatment of the pigs to be that way. You know, the way Walmart is now, I'd prefer to shop at Meijer, one of the places. But that's it, folks. I'm out of here. Thank you for joining me on this conversation. Until next week, have a great day, and God bless y'all. Goodbye.